The history of math is our intellectual foundation to understanding science. Science. Beautiful, awesome, wonderful science. It's the creative foundation to our ineffable future. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. I have spent most of my life with one foot in the entertainment industry and the other foot in science and mathematics. I may not be acting today, but I can still cry on cue at the mere mention of Joaquin Phoenix. However, becoming an actor and becoming a mathematician or a scientist is nothing new. If you are reading my blog at mathsciencehistory.com, if you're reading it on your phone, you can thank the most beautiful woman in the world for that. Hedy Lamarr, born on November 9th, 1914, was an actor and an inventor. Her life was quite an adventure. She was born in Vienna, Austria-Hungary. Her father was a bank manager and her mother was a pianist. She won a beauty contest at the age of 12 and began acting. In her early life, she had married an exceptionally wealthy Friedrich Mandel. Mandel kept questionable company, as he often associated and worked with Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. Since Mandel often wanted to keep a close eye on Hedy, he had her accompany him to his meetings, which were often with military scientists. It was in these meetings where she learned about applied sciences. Lamarr often felt as though Mandel kept her imprisoned in his, quote, prison of gold, and so she planned her escape. She had made friends with one of the maids and spent time with her to learn her mannerisms, behaviors, and roles in the castle. On one fateful night before a dinner party, she convinced her husband to let her wear all of her jewelry to the dinner. The dinner was for Ernst von Starnberg, the military governor of Vienna and a fascist. Shortly after the dinner, Lamarr met up with her maid, dressed in her uniform and wearing all of her jewelry that was planned before. She escaped to Paris. It was a brilliant plan that allowed her to sell the jewelry for cash. From Paris, she traveled to the United States with Louis B. Mayer. In the States, she worked at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, and they publicized her as, quote, the most beautiful woman in the world, unquote. Moreover, even though she had a very successful career as an actor, she forged out a career as an inventor. She had many inventions, some of which we still don't know. However, the innovations that we know included a cube to drop in water for a carbonated beverage and a design for a faster airplane that she designed with Howard Hughes. Hughes came to love her and her inventions as they were dating, but he also encouraged her in the sciences so much that he equipped her studio trailer with a laboratory and gear that she could work with between takes on the set. World War II weighed heavily on her mind as she became distraught over the damage brought about by Nazi Germany. In September 1940, while working in Hollywood, her life was very busy. She had recently divorced and was a single mother raising her adopted baby boy when she learned that a German submarine torpedoed a ship called City of Benares. Benares was full of evacuees sailing from Liverpool to Canada to escape the German bombs. 245 lives were lost, including 87 children. Among the survivors were only 13 children. Lamarr was horrified, and so she decided to dedicate her inventions to the United States military. One such invention was a radio-controlled torpedo. The trick was how the U.S. military could control a torpedo without the enemies getting access to the radio frequencies. Working with her friend, George Antheil, she and Antheil designed a frequency-hopping spread spectrum known as FHSS. FHSS is the process of transmitting radio signals across random frequencies so that enemies tracking radio signals could not detect or jam the frequencies. Since the radio signal was spread across various frequencies, enemy boats could not piece together the radio frequencies and thus could not intercept the message shared between American ships. Today, this process of frequency hopping spread spectrum is used on our Bluetooth and GPS technologies. Hedy Lamarr was truly brilliant, even without a formal education. But Lamarr is one of several women who have forged a career as a scientist and actor. For example, Lisa Kudrow, the multi-award-winning and insanely talented actor who played Phoebe Buffay on Friends. She holds a biology degree from Vassar. She earned her degree and moved back to her home in Los Angeles, where for 8 years, she worked with her father, physician and neurologist Lee Kudrow. Part of her research included studying left-handedness and the prevalence of migraines. She, along with her father and two others, published a paper titled Handedness and Headache, which is an interesting study that shows among those who struggle with cluster headaches, 15% of migraine sufferers are left-handed. Now, I have to mention Mayim Bialik. Her acting credits include Blossom on the TV show Blossom, Jodie Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and of course, Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. Okay, never mind. Mayim received her bachelor's degree in neuroscience with a minor in Hebrew and Jewish studies in 2000, and in 2007, she earned her PhD in neuroscience from UCLA. Dr. Bialik's thesis is titled Hypothalamic Regulation in Relation to Maladaptive, Obsessive-Compulsive, Affiliative, and Satiety Behaviors in Prader-Willi Syndrome. Prader-Willi syndrome results from an abnormality of chromosome 15. In young children, symptoms include weak muscles, slow development, and constant hunger. As a result, they are prone to excessive eating disorders, which can even lead to death. And Dr. Bialik covers the research on how the brain regulates certain behaviors in those who struggle with Prader-Willi syndrome. The holidays upon us, I just have to mention one of my favorite actors who starred in a handful of holiday love stories. She starred in A Crown for Christmas, Coming Home for Christmas, Suddenly Santa, Christmas at Grand Valley, Christmas at Dollywood, A Perfect Match, and Campfire Kiss, to name a few, as well as her breakout TV show, The Wonder Years. This actor would be Dr. Danica McKellar, the mathematician. Danica McKellar graduated from UCLA in 1998 with a degree in mathematics. In 2005, she received her PhD in mathematics from the University of Chicago. In 2007, she not only wrote and performed on the Lifetime web-based miniseries Inspector Mom, she also published the book Math Doesn't Suck: How to Survive Middle School Math Without Losing Your Mind or Breaking a Nail. After that, she went on to publish 3 more high school math books. McKellar, along with Lincoln Chase and Brandy Wynn, wrote a theorem titled Percolation in Gibbs States Multiplicity for Ferromagnetic Ashkenteller Models on Two Dimensions. This theorem addresses a two-dimensional mathematical model called the Ashkenteller model. As McKellar explains, to envision this particular model, imagine a lattice grid with magnetic properties that are determined based on temperature. These properties have a name. One name is called percolation, and the other name is called Gibbs states. This theorem showed that even with these two properties, the state at which the properties happen and do not happen occur at the same temperature. McKellar states that acting is her primary career, while she considers mathematics more of a passion project. But for myself, I waffle between both worlds depending on where the money comes from. It's my gig, it's my hustle, and I'm proud of it. The list of entertainers who are also scientists is really long. We all know about the rock star, Dr. Brian May, who also happens to be an astrophysicist. Dr. Dexter Holland, the lead singer of the band Offspring, is a virologist and molecular biologist. Dr. Ken Jeong, known for his comedy and role in the Hangover movies, is also a physician and maintained his license up until a few years ago. Dr. Greg Graffin, the lead singer of Bad Religion, holds a PhD in evolutionary biology. Michael Crichton, the author of Jurassic Park and The Andromeda Strain, holds a medical degree. John Urschel, once a guard and center for the Baltimore Ravens, is now a fifth-year PhD student of mathematics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. One of my favorite comedians, Rowan Atkinson, holds a Master of Science in Electrical Engineering. Ashton Kutcher studied biochemical engineering in college. Cindy Crawford was accepted into Northwestern as a chemical engineering major. Terry Hatcher studied math and engineering in college before her career took off with her breakout role as a dancer on The Love Boat. And Mike Judge, the mastermind behind Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill, holds a degree in physics. Fun story, when I was in college studying physics, I had a crummy job at Kinko's in Burbank. And who should walk in and need copies other than Mike Judge? But I didn't recognize him. And I was exhausted from studying and working, and I wasn't on my A game. And I found myself standing behind the register, welling up with tears. Yeah, I was crying and venting to not only a stranger, but also a customer, whom I did not even know was Mike Judge. But he was so incredibly supportive and so nice and understanding. And he encouraged me to stick it out, to stay with it, because physics is a fantastic subject to learn. And he was not wrong. And then he drew a cartoon figure for me and signed it, Mike Judge. Then I realized who he was. And that was not only the highlight of my job at Kinko's, it was the highlight of my life. So, I can officially go on the record to say that Mike Judge is a really nice guy. So for me, it's an absolute joy to have my feet in multiple worlds. For anyone listening to this podcast, I want to remind you that anything is possible. If you love to do two different things but think they are both not compatible, think again. During my time at NASA, I had the absolute joy of meeting some exceptional scientists who were also incredible musicians. And during my time in stand-up comedy, I've had the opportunity to meet some brilliant people with advanced degrees working very cerebral jobs. The world of entertainment and the world of science are not entirely exclusive. The reason why is because the foundations of art, science, and music are all mathematically founded. Historically, mathematics was born out of creativity. All of these subjects beautifully and inclusively contribute to the other. So for those who think that you cannot have two exclusive passions, you can. From my experience, it is possible to be an actor and a mathematician. It is possible to be a model and an inventor. It is possible to be a rocket scientist and a rock star. It is possible to do all of these things. All you have to do is believe that you can and put some hustle into your muscle. I'm Gabrielle Burchak with Math, Science, History. And until next time, carpe diem. If you are interested in reading the works of Lisa Kudrow, Mayim Bialik, and Danica McKellar, as well as a fantastic article that explains frequency hopping, as well as a video of me crying to the mere mention of Joaquin Phoenix, not just once, but twice, please visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And while you're there, please feel free to click on that coffee button and buy me a cup of coffee. Until next time, carpe diem!